United Teachers Los Angeles is calling on the district to rehire 1,200 teachers and support staff that were laid off last spring due to budget cuts. UTLA held a news conference today in front of Manual Arts High School in South Los Angeles, a particularly troubled school where 3,000 students learn in a space built for 1,000. The problems at Manual Arts are about more than dealing with reduced resources. The school is currently under the management of a nonprofit reform group, and its influx of students is the result of a move from a multi-track year-round schedule to a traditional calendar this fall. Representatives at the conference demanded the school district use its $55 million year-end surplus from last school year to ease strained schools. UTLA President Warren Fletcher says the biggest problem in LAUSD schools is overcrowded classrooms.
We have gigantic class sizes. We have Algebra 2 classes with over 50 students. We have PE classes with over 80 students. If you're a seventh grader and you're in one of those ridiculously overcrowded classrooms, well, you don't ever get to be in seventh grade again. So it is something that needs to happen now. The children can really no longer wait for this.
Manual Arts is one of two LA high schools that has been managed by independent nonprofit LA's Promise. The LA Times reported today that LAUSD officials are poised to retake substantial management control of the school. While UTLA has been a critic of the nonprofit, it says the district's hoarding of its surplus funds is to blame for the troubles at Manual Arts and schools like it. History teacher Daniel Beebe says the lack of staff at Manual Arts is a problem.
And obviously when you add 8, 9, even 10 students to a classroom, it cuts down your ability to give them as much individual support and attention to the students that they deserve.
A controversial state law was passed with the budget that prevents school districts from laying off teachers during budget shortages. The union says the law, AB 114, gives the district the go-ahead to bring teachers back.
This is a serious, serious matter, and the money is there to alleviate it. The school board and the superintendent need to act now. We have already burned a month of school. We can't burn a whole school year.
Spokespersons for both LAUSD and LA's Promise said they were unable to comment. Aaron Schrank, Annenberg Radio News.